Russia and Germany are coordinating positions ahead of high-level meetings. The upcoming NATO summit and the alliance's missile systems dominated talks between the German and Russian foreign ministers in Moscow.
We would want to get more information by the summit in Lisbon about the way our NATO partners see Russia's possible involvement in such a system.
Lavrov urged NATO to declare it does not see Russia as enemy. Speaking about the joint Russian-US operation to destroy drug laboratories in Afghanistan, he ruled out Russian troops may be sent to the country.
Russian forces will not return to Afghanistan. This is our firm and unchangeable position.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai said he had not been informed of Russia's participation and called the operation a violation of Afghan sovereignty and international law. The ministers discussed Iran's nuclear program. They voiced hope the comprehensive talks between Iran and the P5+1, that include permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, will address the issue.
We hope new signals for relaunching talks will be followed by readiness to restart the negotiation process.
Iran said it would negotiate nuclear fuel swap with the Vienna Group, France, Russia, the US and the International Atomic Energy Agency, and within the framework of the Tehran Nuclear Declaration, but not within the P5+1. The EU Foreign Affairs Chief earlier proposed holding three-day talks over Iran's nuclear program. Iran welcomed the offer but stressed the place and date of talks must be convenient for all sides. The dialogue has been stalled since October last year.
The sides are coordinating agenda and approaches. Some offers are being prepared. The participation of the German foreign minister is no coincidence considering close Russian-German ties.
Lavrov and Vestavele also discussed disarmament, international terrorism, non-proliferation and European security.
Some of these topics will be raised again this week when NATO Secretary General arrives in Moscow. The meetings will help synchronize watches in the run-up to the Russian NATO summit in Lisbon later this month. Svetlana Tikhomirova, Press TV, Moscow.